Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Feels good to him. I mean, we're not changing the defense. The defense has been the same for a long time. That gives him the confidence to coach other kids, to really stay after practice and do things that will help us, are going to help us so much. You know, those guys who I was sad about was Scooby. Scooby had several nice practices and then just took a little bit of an injury, which put him out for the rest of spring game, spring ball. But he had really shown me some things that I hadn't seen from Scooby, a level of competitive fire, an absorption of the defense, and then the ability to execute. You know, Scooby was always, his skill set is undeniable. Mindset, can I do it under duress? Am I able to do it consistently enough? And are you a good communicator? That's what you really want to be as a corner. I need to be a good communicator. We do so much with the safeties and being able to communicate. I need to be able to hear you. And again, I have a lot of soft-spoken kids. When they're with their friends, they're loud, as all get out. But then you get them in the corner room or on the field. Hey, there's somebody by you. Like, use your outside voice. It's okay to speak up. And Lord knows, so when we go in the indoor and I'm doing drills to help them speak up, you'll stand on the opposite end of the indoor and I'm telling them to give me a call. They're like, danger, danger. I was like, I can't hear you. Until they're screaming it, I'm like, that's what I need to hear from you. That level of volume. Because when there's 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people, nobody's gonna hear your soft-spoken grandmother's voice. I need to hear your loud voice, your outdoor voice. But those are the people that I've been really most pleased with that have seemed to show up consistently, practice after practice after practice.
Kenan Johnson, how has he impressed you, and what does he still need to work on ahead of the season?
Yeah, his most impressive quality is his speed and quickness. Oh, my God, I've had some corners in this program, but this kid can put his foot down and close at an elite level. He can close on, and not just intermediate routes, short routes, long routes. So three phases of closing, he has shown that from day one. You know, the thing that he will need to continue on, I was pleasantly surprised on how strong he was. This kid ended up benching 225 17 times. It's impressive for a corner. You know, and I saw that, you know, transfer on the field. You know, Coach Skelly has a nice array of boundary pressure where the corner is blitzing, and he had such a nice hit on one of our running backs. It was nice. I like the violence. You know, it fired me up because a lot of our kids don't like play with that, and for him not being in the program and understanding that we play a place a premium on that, that was so fun to watch. What he has to continue to do is just get better at understanding the nuances of the defense. You know, how to disguise, when to play off, when to play at a level with a friend. Do I give a combo call here? Am I talking to my safety? And all of those are reps. But he is what we thought he would be. You know, he already had enough experience coming from Georgia Tech. He had live bullets. He knows what the fire really feels like. And he made phenomenal plays. I'm just excited to see that continue for him.
Same question with Calhoun. What are you seeing from him?
And Calhoun is a really cerebral kid. And he needs to be able to process it completely before he can apply it. So he will make a mistake on the field. He's like, Coach, I'm sorry. I tell him all the time, don't be sorry, just be better. I don't want to hear your apology, just get better. So get back in the film room and understand what I'm asking you to do in this concept. But there's a coverage that's just been a bugaboo for him, and he just keeps messing it up. He's like, the other day he got it right. The first thing he did is he looks at me. Yes, did I? I was like, yes. That's huge. You know, this is like practice 13. I'm like, we've been running that since practice 1. And I'm like, God, either I'm just a bad coach. I got to figure it out. I'm not coaching this correctly because there's no reason why this baby should be messing this up this many times this late in the spring. But bless his heart, he got it right. And I'm like, we're going to build on that. That's where we're going to start the ladder climbing. From that, we're going to start rung one, and we are climbing, baby. So that was nice. I do love, again, some of the things that he shows. He can be so disruptive. We have a few techniques at the line of scrimmage. I said, listen, I don't care about these techniques. I want you to just put your hands on the receiver. He's like, any way I want to. I said, well, not any way you want to. Let's not get a foul or a penalty, because he was like, wait, are you sure, coach? I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm not. Just do it like this. He's like, all right, coach, I can do that. And he can be a problem. Having boxed a lot of years of my life, his straight jab is deadly. It's deadly. And he's just a kid that's starting to get confidence in the scheme. You know, I can see why Zamaya plays so well right now. It's not a call that we can give him that he's like, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing. So when you know exactly what you're doing and Calhoun will get there, you play so much faster. You play with so much more confidence. And these little steps that receivers used to have on you, those windows are closed now. You're able to get a hand on the ball where last year you're like a step and a half behind. This is my CJ blocker who we've asked to play nickel. CJ's like, this is the worst. Nick was so hard. He's like, coach, I don't like this. I said, congratulations. I don't care. You're going to do it again and again and again. He's like, coach, I really contemplated whether I could just maybe start working at Walmart, find a different place. This is what he told me. He's like, I'm really a bad football player. I said, you're not. You're just really doing something that's really hard that a lot of kids. Smith Snowden, I can name five different nickels that have all gone on to be really good players that have felt exactly what he felt, and it just, you just work through it. But man, that baby, he was like, have I ever played football before? I said, I wonder, looking at the film sometime. It's atrocious in some days, but then there was a couple of plays where I'm like, okay, that's the kid I recruited out of New Caney, and he looks good. Incremental improvement. We hate it. I love that you get better, but get better faster. You're getting better too damn slow. Get better faster. Let's go, right? We only have 15 practices. I would have loved to seen the improvement that he had today. Practice 4. Come on, let's go. You just don't have enough time. And fall camp will be here tomorrow, and I'll be pissed again. I will be upset again. I'm like, are you serious? Are we still doing that? I'm a bad coach. I just got to suck it up and just accept that I'm not really good right now. So I got to talk in a different manner because I can't take it. But we're going to be better. I promise you, we're going to be a good corner room, God willing.
If not, you got a comedic
adaptation. Listen, I'm telling you, you'll be like, Coach Shaw, tell me that one day when you guys couldn't get one thing right in cover two. I'll be like, really? That's yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the day before that. Really? I'm telling you, it's a blessing, though. I wouldn't want to be any other place. I would never want to be any other place. The excitement that I felt when Calhoun got that play right touched my heart. Because we are so incredibly hard on these kids. We are. And we don't let anything slide. And for him to look at me immediately when he knew he got it right and was like, right? I was like, man, I felt like almost crying because it seems easy until you're in that moment with everything on the line. And you're asking this kid who's never played this defense, who's only had 13 practices when other kids have had probably 45, 50, hey, can you get it right now? And he was so excited. It touched my heart. Those accomplishments are the ones that flood my heart and my memory of all the players that I've coached. Those are the things that make you so grateful. You say, man, God, thank you for allowing me to be here with these babies. Because those are the memories that turn into the foundation of the good feelings that keep you right here.
911, what's your emergency?
I kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.